Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I was talking to a new client a couple of days ago who just recently joined my group coaching program, the 90-Day Pipeline, and we were talking about his positioning. And this is somebody who is already very well positioned. He's spent about 15, 20 years in the business that he currently operates in, and he's well positioned, got a clear focus, and that serves him well. But despite that, he does quite often lose business to other firms who are more specialized than he is, or who have more of a track record in doing a specific kind of work. And that concerns me, because I think if that's happening now, that's going to continue to happen in the future. And he operates in a business where specialization is not an option. Like, you've got to specialize to survive. If you're not specialized, you're dead in the water. And I would argue that's every business, frankly, but for some, it's more important than others. And he's in one of those businesses where you got to specialize. That's all you have. If you don't have that, you have nothing. And he is specialized, but there are other firms and professionals in his space who are more specialized than he is. And sometimes he loses business to them. And that concerns me, because that's only going to get worse over time. Because clients want to work with somebody who is specialized in solving their specific problem. And if there are already competitors who are more specialized than him in different areas, that's only going to get worse and worse and worse over time. So that's a problem that we need to solve. But we were debating when to solve it. Because the truth is, he's got a great business right now. He's already doing, you know, well into the six figures. You know, he is well positioned. Clients do respect him and value his expertise, and he has a great track record. It's not like he's starting from scratch. However, we don't know how long that ride's going to go for. Right? We don't know if competition's going to get worse and worse and worse, and, you know, there's going to be more people that come into the market who are more specialized than he is, and maybe the ride's over. Maybe he's had a good ride. He's done things the way he's done them up until now, and you know, the show's about to end. And if he doesn't do something different or reposition himself, then he's going to be in big trouble. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. But what we agreed was, let's not rock the boat on the positioning just yet, because up until now, we haven't done a whole lot of marketing. Now, a little bit of things. He's done a few things that have worked really well, but we haven't done a whole lot of marketing. We haven't really seen through the positioning strategy to its fullest extent, to its fullest potential. So let's do that first. Let's build out the marketing, build out the strategy, build out the funnel. Let's build out what a marketing program for somebody like him should look like based on his current positioning. And let's see what happens. I think what we're going to find is one of two things. Either the results will be phenomenal and beyond any of our wildest expectations, in which case, great, right? Problem solved. Or we're going to find that it's a little bit less than what we thought would happen. It's a little bit disappointing. I think he will grow. He is going to grow because his positioning is serving him well right now with minimal marketing, minimal outreach. As we improve the marketing as an extension of his positioning, it can only get better. So he will grow. He will get results. But the question is, what do those results look like? Is it satisfactory to him? Will he be satisfied with those results? Or will it be disappointing? And could we get better results if we pursued a different positioning strategy? That's what we want to explore. But in the end, we're not going to do that today because we don't have the data to make that decision today. If we repositioned him today, we wouldn't have the data that we need to make an intelligent, informed, educated decision because we haven't seen the strategy through. So what we need to do is see the strategy through first, execute the marketing as an extension of his positioning, and see how the market responds. And based on that, we'll know if we're on the right path or if we're on the wrong path. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.